This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday made his most explicit public comment yet about Israel's controversial judicial reform plan. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
President Biden replied to a reporter that he hopes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu abandons his proposed judicial overhaul, which would allow lawmakers to override Supreme Court decisions. Minutes later, Netanyahu posted on Twitter that Israel, as a sovereign country, would not make decisions based on pressures from abroad, including from the best of friends. Biden spoke to Netanyahu 2 days ago to express concern about the judicial overhaul that has plunged the prime minister's governing coalition into chaos. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The UN Atomic Watchdog's chief arrived Wednesday at Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia power plant in a rare visit to Europe's largest nuclear facility, which is currently held by Moscow's forces, Kyiv said. The Ukrainian nuclear power operator Energoatom announced on social media that Rafael Grossi arrived and that it is his second visit as head of the IAEA to Zaporizhzhia. U.S. officials said Tuesday they will await the findings of three independent European investigations into the September blasts that damaged the Nord Stream gas pipelines in the Baltic Sea. White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby told reporters U.S. President Joe Biden is confident the probes will be as thorough as possible and that they should provide a better sense of what happened. Kirby said last week the United States believes the blasts were an act of sabotage and that the U.S. was not involved in any way. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to announce Wednesday $1 billion in public and private financing for programs focused on economic empowerment of women as she wraps up a visit to Ghana. The funding will support expanding access to digital services, job training, and support for entrepreneurs, her office said. On Tuesday, Harris praised African innovation as she delivered a speech to thousands of young people in Ghana. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Her three-country African tour, starting in Ghana, is part of a charm offensive by Washington aimed at countering the growing influence of China and Russia on the continent.
This continent, of course, has a special significance for me personally as the first black vice president of the United States of America.
Harris also addressed, though women grow the majority of food on the continent, they are less likely to own the land they farm. Empowering women, she said, would benefit not only themselves, but also the entire economy.
That was Reuters correspondent David Doyle.
You swear that you will well and truly serve His Majesty King Charles in the office of First Minister of the Scottish Government.
Hamza Youssef was confirmed as First Minister of Scotland on Tuesday, becoming the first person of color to head the Scottish Government and the first Muslim national leader in any Western democracy. The milestone comes 5 months after the UK got its first Hindu leader in Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. A surveillance video shows guards walking away during a fire in a Mexico detention facility that killed 38 men. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The video shows that after migrants place mattresses against the bars of their cell and set them on fire, guards quickly walked away and made no apparent attempt to release the men before smoke filled the room. Hours after the fire broke out on Monday, rows of bodies were laid out under silver sheets outside the immigration detention facility in Suarez Juarez, which is across the U.S. border from El Paso, Texas, and a major crossing point for migrants. The National Immigration Institute says at the time of the blaze, 68 men from Central and South America were being held at the facility. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An Afghan rights activist who has campaigned for girls' education has been arrested in Kabul, according to the United Nations. The UN mission in Afghanistan said the founder and president of PenPath was arrested Monday. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.